What is your prayer on each one? Thus I approve. At one time, the Blessed One was known in the world as the Multitude Mountain, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called the bounding currents. At the same time, the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five standards of their natural happiness. And through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Sharanputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the venerable Sharanputra with these words. Sharanputra was a man and women of lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five standards should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. They have no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure nor pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, feeling, no recognition, no composition of factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, no exhaustion of ignorance. So on up to no old age and death, no exhaustion from old age to death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Sharanputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three paths have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, though it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Shariputra, this is how the Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, the noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken by. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so. The profound perfection of wisdom which you practice like this is your father, and the time of happiness will also be yours. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharanputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, the entire gathering, as well as broken beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the word of the Blessed One.
Oh, Lord, 今日拍进去了，赶紧得去算。谢谢。今日拍进去，你这张呢？得的，送把真机给坤哥他们的去呢。送把那学长我叫，把前面接进度，得送上学长。好了。前面接，等你等待等的，真机给，今把你送拍进去就要啊。哦。我得跟我们去啊，赶紧去算。得去算，你得。
老师。
嗯。
小龙还是多，
小龙还是多，我家前面几个人都，就是几个人都。老，我就这么记。我比较好在了，是吧？前面几？我就这么记，老师。嗯。是不是三斤的九百六十斤的？
没错。
你说？老师。你得了，要不就？当地的。
大概送把三斤的，九百六十斤了，还是的。那那，但是三斤比我多，对呢，你那人家个多，多没得是。那如果了，嗯，家个多，对，是，家个了，嗯，家个多，对，家个了，嗯，买过那时候家，对家个了买过呢。
买了一百斤多是的，现在基本上就没出把，就把了老贵的是。他那么的，用的是就把老贵的，当然的。等下你去住就过年，多把就把了，送哪里出单，一批一撮呢，送的都送进是。托些也忙的话，老把了，托些也忙的话了，老贵是的。
那意思就九百多等了，他等待一下，等等那么得给的，等到三级别我都三十张就给三级的也行，我都是。他等待的阶段呢，让人他看门过来，那本来等你，价格都
pēdāng jāgā tōng rōmē tē sērē rūyī chāvā lā mā sē nā jāgā nē khēkā mā rōvā wā tē nā kī ngā rū sē kēng tāng jī yā sāng jī kī sā lōng rōvā lā nā rūyī rūg rī mā tōng tē ngā tēng lēng rūg mā rē sērē rūyī chāvā lā mā sē nā mē lē pā ngā sērē chāvā lā mā gu nā mē lē pā kēng tō sē sēng jī tāng jī sēng jī pā tāng jī mē chū pā sē Tejian sanje de rane ge jeba dang ji me choba choba la lo gu ri se ji ji chang chu sen bi choba sen ngan de ji zang ni me choba ya bo ri du ja ri san de me de ya bo ri du ja sen me de choba da gu ro a de ne ye ji ji sen jeba dang ji me choba choba la ji ji chang chu sen bi choba sen ngan kan da yi ri chang chu sen ba sen ye de ge ran de yen ni de yen de ta cha de ji ni ho du se ji ni ya chang chu sen sen ji gu a de ဒီစကြံထားကြည့်ကဒုညင်းတယ်လို့မာဇေရနေကြောင့်ချက်ဆင်းနာစလင်းကိုတပတ်ချင်းဟောတန်တက်ကိုနေစလောဂူးစတုတ်ကြည့်ကြရလားဆောတင်းအဲ့ဒီကြီးချီစုကြည့်ကိုနီးထုတ်ပါကြပါလားဆောနာကြီးသိုးတောင်းရခကြီးသိုးနီးဇွန်တဲ့တို့သိုးကြည့်စလေသူရမှာတော်လားသူရမှာတော်လားလောဘဂူးစနီအဲ့ဒီတင်းအောင်ဒီချီစုကြည့်ကိုနီးတချေချင်းနီ
So previously, we have gone through several times about development of bodhicitta. And so now here what it says is now just generating bodhicitta within oneself alone is not adequate. It is not an ample practice. So having generated bodhicitta within oneself, and what we need to do is to then actually engage in the conduct of the bodhisattvas, which is very important part. just like that, if one has a motivation or the intention of going somewhere or going to India, and just having motivation is not as sufficient. And you, in order to actually get to India, you have to engage in the actions that actually lead oneself, that actually that enables one to actually reach India. In the same manner, in order to, you know, our purpose of generating bodhicitta is to gain state of enlightenment. So then to gain the state of enlightenment, one needs to not only just generating bodhicitta, but also engaging in the conduct, the activities of the bodhisattva, which then leads oneself to the state of complete state of enlightenment. So here, to gain the state of in order to gain the state of complete state of enlightenment, such as the unity of Dharmakaya and the Rupakaya, which is the form body of nature truth body. So we need to nature truth body. We need to accumulate merits and the insights that becomes the cause for enlightenment, which is enlightened body of Rupakaya and Dharmakaya. So. Therefore, once we have generated the bodhicitta within oneself, then the stages of the practice, such as practice of six paramitas, starting from six perfections, in other words, starting from the perfection of generosity and so on, will need to be, taken as one's practice. So, accumulation of merits and accumulation of insight, in other words. And these are the two main driving force for accomplishment of complete state of enlightenment. And so this is also known as the practice of methods, method aspect, and then wisdom aspects. So if you look at this practice of the six perfections, and the above five perfections are said to be the perfection of what we call the method aspect of the practice of the method aspect. And the last sixth practice, which is the practice of wisdom, it is the wisdom aspect. So it is through the combination, the practice of combination of the method aspect and the wisdom aspect will then lead oneself to the state of enlightenment. And so it is through this, you know, perfecting those practices, practice of six perfections, will then ripen one's mind stem, in other words, one's continuum. And then not only that it's ripened one's own continuum, but also we'll be able to ripen the continuum of other beings to gain the state of enlightenment. So it is true, you know, it is important to understand that all of those practice of the six perfections, you know, which starts from the perfection of generosity, perfection of morality, perfection of patience, and then the perfection of perseverance or the efforts, and then in the perfection of concentrations and perfection of wisdoms. So all of these perfections, you know, when one is engaging in the practice, and this, all these practices, one's practice must be conjoined with the understanding of what we call the emptiness, will then really become a perfection. Perfection of you know, generosity, perfection of morality, and so on. Otherwise, again, if one's practice of the generosity is not again conjoined with the one's practice of generosity lacks the understanding of emptiness, then this will not become practice of combination of, you know, wisdom and methods. So therefore, in order to make one's practice of generosity become a practice of both wisdom and method, then one need to practice, engage in the practice of generosity based upon the fine-tuned understanding of what is meant by emptiness.
Yimba la, Yamba the Yena Basun is a character than Sazing is Yamba. Sazing is Yamba. Terua.
No, that Tangu Chimba Tangu did it, Sazing Chimba.
Oh, Tangu Chimba Yamba.
Then my Tesha is Sazing Chimba Tesha. Oh, the
Shoe
Chimba teacher, she needed your way.
What is it? That you are not here to something here. City to Tush. Tangu Yamba la. You don't you get a.
Difficulty with his eyes.
Yusuo, Yimba Tony Conduz and Sajin Yamba Chi, Yamba Tonji, Paton Sadi, and little Name of Sociology, Lizard Sendology, Pendu, and with the Natchin of Maiba, such a coronal meaning that hungry is a thing that draws another day. Chiman the Hijo in the Zeta. Zerua Chua Lusoni, Chua Tamba Timba, Yamba Tang Yamba. Cut on the
So those six practice of the six perfections is also known as the general practice of the bodhisattva. It's also known as general practice of the bodhisattvas. The first, the practice of generosity. We talked this earlier. The practice of morality, practice of tolerance, or it's also practice of patience, and practice of perseverance, concentration, and wisdom. Those are the six practices. Six practices. It's also known as six paramitas, practice of six perfections. And this is it's also known as the general practice of the bodhisattvas. And so now, speaking about as to the first practice, which is the practice of practice of generosity. So what is really meant by, you know, actual nature of the practice of generosity? So here it is important to be in our mind when we talk about practice of generosity, it is not the person who is actually engaging this practice. It's not the nature of practice of generosity. And then also, for instance, the first practice of generosity is the practice of generosity of giving a material gift to others. And whatever the material gift, the object that you have, is not the actual nature of, you know, practice of generosity. So what is the actual nature of practice of generosity here? It's actual nature of practice of generosity is the actual, the mind that has a quality of giving without any obligations. So, in other words, when you're actually engaging in practice of the, you know, regarding this practice of generosity, there are also three different kinds. The first is the practice of generosity with regard to the giving material gift. So that is, when you're engaging in the practice of generosity, such as giving material gift, and making sure that you have no obligation involved. And your practice of generosity, of giving, must be very pure. One must not really engage in the practice of generosity by, you know, by thinking that by means of this practice, I will have a better, you know, kind of, become a better person, you know, and I may be liked by a lot of different people, and maybe I'll become a very famous, and so on and so forth. And if this kind of motivation is involved, and then your practice of generosity, the first practice of generosity, which is the giving material gift, will not become a pure practice of generosity. So therefore, it is very important to examine our mind, be very alert right from the beginning when we are engaging in the practice of generosity. And even if you are giving out, in the text it says, one spoonful of champa, which is a barley flour, you know, giving away to someone, one must give this
with out of pure motivations and with respect. You know, sometimes we have a tendency that when you see someone who is needed, some needy people, and we have something to give, and you're giving it to them by looking at someone as a little bit inferior than oneself, and boosting up ourselves, you know, boosting ourselves as a, someone who is superior than the person who, to whom you are giving. So this is again completely different motivations and different acts. So when you are engaging in this practice of generosity, such as giving, you know, one must do so with out of pure respect to the person you are actually giving, and with the pure motivations.
啊，聚集嘛，根本你只能单定的，呀呀，他聚集人吧，人是的，人对进来是的，偏心机，人对进来偏心机是的，去自己也不急，但把个人当是的，那记住了，别家吃，聚集是聚集人吧，聚集人吧，多啊里是的。 对，吃的多，聚集人吧，多啊，利是的，多啊，人是的。聚集人吧，人跟咱们讲的，那么的了，聚集一定的，得得，七八七，你把到，六八没是，那几个你说，去去去，嗯。我人，你怎么在这里落下来？
那是。
嗯，聚集一定的，我这当的，心中，去你把到六八没得是。 居然的是，人把一里一撮都交不来是，别拿是，你种手机怎样是，让给他过多是，用的不像人家那么多，那么去家里几多是，你就这样让给他过多呢？他过多是，跟手机，嗯，让给他过多，让给他过多是的。 他着急是他拿当是的，那时间长期可能两百三年是的，接纳是的，那聚集人吧，都落地是的，聚集人吧都落地，嗯，去我聚集人吧，不要等一下先说，嗯，但听起来也不懂，落地，嗯，去嗯去到地方落地这个的，去到。
So once you have you know, completed one's practice of giving, such as giving material gift, then one should never have any kind of regret and remorse. I shouldn't have given that, you know, I shouldn't have given this and that, you know. If you have a regret, then this will not become a virtuous, you know, you will not be able to accumulate any kind of merits. And in fact, your practice of generosity is completely waste. It is wasted. So it will not become a worthwhile. So therefore, it is important that you know, after you have given, then it is important to rejoice in your own practice of giving and dedicate one's, you know, practice of giving for one's own achievement of enlightenment or the liberations. And then this will really become a pure practice of generosity, of giving material gift. So then the next, you know, the second practice of generosity is practice generosity of giving dharma. It is, literally to teach the dharma. So which is out of those three gifts, it says the practice of generosity, the practice of giving dharma is the superior, you know, supreme among all the practice of you know, generosity. And so same thing there again, when one is engaging in the practice of giving dharma, particularly the someone who is teaching dharma, being on the high throne and having a lot of followers, and there's a great chances such an individual can generate pride in him or her, because he or she is greatly venerated and respected by a number of followers, being on a very high throne and looking towards all their followers. And there is a danger of generating a self-importance. And this will then ruin completely his or her practice of giving dharma. Therefore, whenever one gives the practice, you know, teachings of the dharma, right down to the, even, you know, you are teaching one word of chanting or one word of mantra to someone, one must do so with a very pure motivations, with no obligations involved, and never ever, you know, give the teachings out of motivations of becoming oneself as a very famous person, and having a motivations of thinking about that someone may look at you as a very scholar, you know, and someone who's scholarly learned and so on. So that's very important. So therefore, when the Buddha gives his teachings, Buddha has given the teachings to all his disciples, the countless number of disciples, merely to tame their mind and merely to establish them to the state of, you know, nirvana or the freedom or the state of enlightenment and so on. So in the same way, whenever we are actually engaging in the practice of giving dharma, and one's motivation must be a very pure, that you're actually giving the dharma to tame his or her mind and to gain the state of enlightenment. So this is the, you know, the main kind of motivation that one need to cultivate.
嗯，时间还是。
去切吧，去切吧，得了，等把大伯当是的。压根手机低手是，不想出是，擦当里交吧，做账是的，没几笔钱把银是吧？那等你银行转了，我的把账号呢，就别切吧，说个哪里的借呢？账号呢转了，对面嘛，真等把等你。
当给咱男人的家里进，真的打包进，等于这样的个东西有了哇？那等于东西哇，真的打包当，可这方电话就打包在这个咋？说这个淘金的钱。那，去接娃子，俺出去给买空那个买等来，去接娃子里，就把打包都得了哇？去接娃子里，就把打包都得了哇？那，说这个
你给我细胞里面给咱那满一百元，基本上现在就吃嘛，可能轻轻都去，就吃啊，对哩，你把他们吃光，吃，连头发几个，吃几根头发几个也行。那你压根手机多少是？压根都跟个手机多少是？不先说擦妆里，就把手机上起来，没几笔钱把银，压根都跟个用的，压根用的啥装不用着，那跟个用的啥，装不用着，等等现在的。
压个中午以后就可能中午，俺都六点几八的，可能就差几个月了，怕冻上了怕个的。然后差不多的，我那去等到这，那差不多的，我那去冻上了个，从中午的我就差了怕个的嘛。俺等到半，如果不想一起了，等到几根得先把这个的也是，你这不，嗯对了，没几笔先把一笔吧，然后，一，不对，嗯对了。 嗯，没几笔，先把二十八千。没几笔，先把二十八千。讲零不，没给钱是没给钱把钱的，有零不钱没几个月子。累计几次就了，起码当没几笔，先把钱现在已经的他零不钱的，那山东没给把子。累计几次就了，没几笔，先把当地有个的，有的都有几次。 说了，他不要的那些商业的，我都忘了，我都把那些那个了。那等那个啥物呢？那都是那可可能中国多少物的，得了把民众的偏心一些都给，把别的比说一些叫马列先生的。门前边肩膀一把子，让人不没个经验似的，女性不行，进来呀，见到有是的。我那几个些呢？嗯，那是。
So the third practice of generosity is called the generosity of protection from fear. You know, protection from fear. So there are so here it says it's one of the easiest way of you know practicing this is. Because even if you look at somewhere and if one kind of insects or whatever it is in danger, it's or you know, I mean it's life is in danger, if you're aware of that and just move one of your limb, that you just hand or whatever, just to move your hand and just you know, place this particular insect to the safe place. This is also the form of practice of generosity, which is generosity, protection from fear. And of course, we are completely, this one is completely based on the sutra system and a very, you know, simple way of, you know, describing the protection from, practice of protection from fear. But this has a more meaning to it, and it has a lot of different explanations and different way of defining the practice of you know protection from fear. But right now we are completely focusing on the sutra system. And so then it says the mind, the practitioner of the mind, will always, in other words, the, you know, we as a practicing the Dharma practitioners. Are the practitioner of the mind, you know, training one's mind, who are actually engaging, constantly engaging in training of one's own mind. This is the practitioner of Dharma. This is what is meant by practitioner of Dharma. Must always look at and try to do something that really, you know, becomes one's practice, you know, Dharma practice. For instance, if one is walking somewhere, and if you see something that we talked earlier, that some the small insects in danger, and you just try to protect that particular you know, insect, and this is, you know, act of bodhisattva, and this is also one of the practice of generosity that we talked earlier. So so therefore, it's just constantly, you know, we have to be aware of what kind of conducts, what kind of activities or the practice that is that really becomes as a Dharma. As a practitioner of the Dharma must be constantly reminded oneself of one's every actions. You know, some, you know, it's not really becoming you know, non virtuous, in other words.
So we roughly went through this the practice of generosity, the three kinds of practice, and so Kishla is saying that once we covered roughly all the six perfections, so then again he will elaborate once again all the way from practice of perfection to the practice of the wisdom. So this will make more comprehensive. Then the next practice of morality. So practice of morality is to sungwi sempa in Tibetan, sungwi sempa, which means is to that you're actually abstaining from misdeeds, in other words, having, as you know, a firm commitment of not engaging in the actions that are harmful. This is what is meant by misdeeds. So here, this practice of morality becomes the most important part.
So regardless of what kind of practice that one may engage in, if one engages in the practice of generosity, such as, you know, feeding all those hungry beings and giving away clothing, shelters, and so on and so forth, yet at the same time, if you lack this practice of morality, then again, your practice of generosity will not become a pure practice of generosity. So the practice of morality is the foundation for all of our practice. You know, one's practice must begin, you know, by building up this practice of morality. So therefore it says, whenever we engage in the practice, it always emphasizes in the practice of morality, starting from that abstaining from 10 non-virtuous actions for the ordinary beings. Those are the practice that's actually, you know, understand, you know, that leads oneself to engage in the practice of morality, abstaining from 10 non-virtuous actions. And then there are other vows, such as, you know, individual liberation vows, or those are all the practice, you know, belongs to the practice of morality. The, then the bodhisattva's vow. And then if you go further, then there are like tantric vows and so on and so forth. All of them are the practice of, you know, requires the practice of morality. All of those practices.
ཡིན་ན་ནབ་ཡེ་དང་ཅིབ་ཡེ་ལོ་ནི་པུན་སེམ་བལ་ཅེ་ཅིན་ཡེ་སེ་ད་ཅིཏིན་ལ་ནབ་སུན་རེ་ཡེ་སེ་ནེ་ཅེ་དུང་གི་ཅིཏིན་སེམ་ཅིད་ན་ནེ་དུང་ནེ་རེ་དེ་བི་ཅིཏིན་ནེ་དུང་བ་སུན་ད་བོ་དེ་སེ་ང་དེ་ལེ་སོ་སོ་ཐ་པ་དེ་དེ་ཅིད་ད་དུ་དུང་ཡེ་དེ་བ་ཅང་ཅིག་སེམ་བི་ནུབ་ཡེ་གི་བ་ཡེ་ཅིག་གེ་དེ་མེ་ཁི་པི་ནེ་སེ་ལ་སེ་ ཁང་དུང་ལེན་བྱེད་ལ་ཅང་ཅུ་གི་སེན་ཅེ་ཆ་ནེ་ནེ་ཅང་ཅུ་གི་སེན་དེ་ཅེ་ཆ་ནེ་ནེ་ཅང་དུང་ཅང་ཅུ་གི་མདུན་བ་སེ་ད་སུང་ཅ་ཡ་ཐུབ་ན་བ་དེ་ནེ་ཅང་དུང་ལེན་བྱེད་ལ་ཅོ་ཏ་ཅི་ཅི་ཅི་ཡུ་གུ་པ་ད་བོ་སུན་བ་ནེ་སེ་ཁ་ཅི་ཀོ་སུ་ད་ཁ་ཅི་ཀོ་སེ་ཁ་དུ་བི་དེན་ལ་གི་ནུ་ཅུ་དོ་ཅོ་པ་ ཁྱི་ཅང་སེ་སེན་ཅི་ལོ་པ་ལོ་བི་དེན་ཆུ་ལ་གུ་པ་ལི་སེ་གུ་པ་ལི་ནབ་པ་ཐང་ཅི་དེ་ནེ་མ་ཡེན་དོ་སེ་ད་དེ་ནན་ན་ལ་ཅི་དེ་ནེ་མ་ར་ཅ་ལ་ཡ་བ་ཁི་ལ་མ་བྱུ་ཉེ་ཅི་དེ་བི་ཅི་ཅིན་གུ་པ་སུན་ད་བོ་དེ་སེ་ན་དེ་ནེ་སོ་སོ་ད་བི་ད་དུ་གི་དེ་བ་ཅང་ཅི་སེན་བི་མ་ཁེ་བ་ཅི་ཡེ་དེ་མེ་ཁི་བི་ ཉུ་ཅན་ལ་ཅང་དུང་ལེན་བི་དེན་ལ་ཅང་ཅི་སེན་བི་དུང་བ་དང་ཅང་ཅི་སེན་བི་དུང་བ་དང་ད་དུང་བ་དང་ཐེ་ཅན་སེན་ཅི་ཅི་ཆ་ཅི་དེ་ཅི་ཁོ་ཅི་སེན་ཅི་ཅི་ཨ་དེ་ལ་སེན་ཅི་ལ་ཉུ་ཅན་དང་མ་ཅན་ནི་ཅི་སེན་ཅི་སེན་ཅི་ཆ་ཨ་དེ་ལ་སེན་ཅི་ལ་ཉུ་ཅན་མ་ཅི་གི་ཧ་རི་དེ་ཁེན་ཅི་ཁི་བི་ཉུ་ཅན་ལ་ཅང་དུང་ལེན་བི་དེན་ལ་ཅ་ཅི nu chu do xie ba ye jiang xin xian ji shuo ba shuo bi jiang ji xian ji shuo ba shuo bi dian chu la gu ba li yi na ba tang ji de ni gu ma yong di jiang ji xin bi ha gu xia de jiang ji xin bi dian chu de zhe ba gu ba jun shen ma gang la gu ma re xin ji na ba tang ji la ne ma yi de zhe ren zhe qiang de xiang ha bu he men. Nobody tsuzula yore yesire. Te chandun, te gyubi tenge ma, yungkimi ji gyumari singe san, riba?
No.
Ta chichiro shina.
Chansen gila pa lupi tenge kyo yola dhalo, di la web dhame na kyo la.
Ah.
Ngaagi, kapa, ngaa dhubi tenge gilong chotu sheba yin, yin sheba shinsa. Chansen gila pa lupi tenge la, then it's all a combo and number time in the mind. So as we talked earlier about the practice of morality, so in the practice of morality that there are many different kinds of vows and moral practices, starting from we talked earlier about the practice of abstaining from 10 non-virtuous actions, and then also it's there's the vows called pratimoksha, which is individual liberation, the vows of individual liberation, and the vows of bodhisattva, bodhisattva's vow, and the hundred vows, which is the most that's difficult to observe in the tantric vows. And so all of those, needs to be observed by one who is actually who has a pure desire for engaging in the practice of the bodhisattva's deeds. Because without observing those morality, it's simply not possible for one to actually engage in the practice of the bodhisattvas. So to make one's practice very effective, it's really determined by how your moral practices are. And it says, if one simply engages in the practice of generosity without observing the practice of morality, it is then this mere become a practice of generosity, and it will not really, it will give you a result as a result. In your future life, you might become a rich, but you will not be able to actually have an actual quality of human being, in other words. You will not be able to have a conducive human being, some who can really engage in the practice of the Dharma and so on. So therefore, in order to make one's practice of generosity very pure, and something that really give rise to an appropriate result, then this need to be taken, one's practice of generosity is need to be taken on the basis of practice of observing morality.
So that you don't dance. Make it chupung,
Sumba
ane kanda ki gudan sada ki dhumbar, dek tezad mayin sada. Nyeki dhumbi titi, dhumbar siyo dhabadun. Sada ki dhumbar yun. Ibi, nizyan laas, chanjung lenbi, ten laas, sada ki titi, gupa, tabo, sumba nyan, sada ki dhumbar. Haji ko sakun mandi. Haji ko go se. Ha dupi tenla. Ha dupi tenla se ginu chudu chupa. Ginu chudu chupa yin se. Chansin ki lupa lupi. Ten chula ni gupa li yi se. Napa tangjira ni mayin no mayin te esri. Chansin ki dumba nebi ten tenla guri kanga li guma re esin se. Jansenji, Lopala, and Dubi Tendo, Jubis, Hatan, Loyan, Yusri.
So it says, if you look at in the text, particularly the Tantric text, it says, in order for one to become a really good practitioner of the Tantra, and the fully ordained monks and nuns will be the best candidate for someone who can engage in the practice of the Tantra. Why it is so? Because of their morality. So therefore, that really indicates, you know, the moral, you know, the morality is, it's really, you know, plays a very, you know, critical role in all our practices. So so then it says, each and every action that we may take, you know, one's action must be based upon the, you know, observation of morality, or the, you know, engaging based on the observation of the moralities. So just even to gain this, you know, human rebirth, so if one lacks the practice of morality, it is not possible for one to gain a human rebirth. In fact, it says the human rebirth must be obtained by observing pure morality and the and the pure prayers. In other words, the combination of pure prayers and then pure observation of morality will then really become a cause for, you know, giving rise to human rebirth. So, so in other words, if you look at this, you know, the practice of the Dharma, without, you know, the moral conduct, it is not possible for one to actually even to gain any kind of realizations. If one is, you know, because when we talk about the practicing of the Dharma, our practicing of the Dharma is to gain complete liberations or the liberations or the state of enlightenment, and this needs to be done by on the basis of engaging in the practice of pure compassion, love, tolerance, and so on. And all of those practices requires the moral conduct and the morality. So without observing the moral practice or the morality, our practice of compassion, love, and tolerance will not become a pure practice of love or practice of compassion and so on. So therefore, it emphasizes very strongly, you know, every practices and every teachings that you look at, and it emphasizes very strongly about the practice of morality.
Does it?
Long. Changjianji Lopan Lopi, Tiandi Jibi, Tadang Yaya Yue Sirwa.
Didn't it sound like Lapsa?
When I can't take you, you can't tell you.
Lapsa.
Can't take you, so that you. ちょっと待ってきてるわ。ラブさんの。あれね、風が来てる。ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、ちょっ
Oh, Kishla is saying if we can do the questions and answer now, and the next time we'll go from here from detail on this.
I have a question. For instance, if you take the perfection of patience, what would it look like without understanding emptiness with it, and what would versus practicing patience with emptiness? And can you give examples?
Mm. 단단한 수지 배진한 뜨거운 수지야 제베나 배지 시지야 제베나 다 파진 쪽 상면 염렌리야 아니지 파진 쪽 염렌 제시어로 봐 그러나 즉 수배 염렌 진배 염렌 수리 염렌 대개 상물로 야 파진 쪽 레레리야 고 가서래 즉 돈이 더블로 있으면 뭐지 고레스 리마주나 고 이 Pajin to go Pajin, Pajin like one of the Sangamaris love those.
Did
Pajin's
Pajin
to Yamle, rare, the penna, Sebe, Yamlin, Shuruba, Sebe, Yamlin, the Tony Topolo is Simbet on the Ben Yamlin Kandichi or so.
What is the one? Pambu Tony Togrua Tony Tun Zepa Gundi in Chibarua Tony to Zepa Zepa and then the Roa. Tony Togu Kanda Zubas Zuba Gumala, and Pajo Kaza de la Niji Jigrua, and Kaza de Kono Long Winnit Tuba Mahin Kingi, and then Mazu Tony Mazu below the Caton Giro, Teta Mandagi. And Tony the Tosudo, Kurong Winnit Kukang, Jeba the Kurong Winnit Tuba Mahiba, and Jangi Tuba Jangura.
So, normally, when we talk about the patient, the practice of patient, and practice of patience is understood in terms of refraining oneself from generating uneasy sort of feeling within oneself when something happens, right? Because if one is being oneself all by yourself, isolated, and practicing tolerance, make not much sense. Because when we talk about practicing patience, it's when we are confronted by someone or situation that really irritates you, and that is the moment that maintenance of your calmness of your mind, not irritated, and your mind become not distracted. So then here the main point here is when we talk about practice of the patient, you're practicing patient with regard to something, in relation to something, in other words. Whether you are, if you have a situation that some kind of object or you're learning something that you are unable to really understand that, and that makes you impatient and irritated, and that distracts your mind. And so then in that particular let's, you know, Gishla is actually, for, you know, set up individual, he says. If you become angry with some one person and with one individual, then our anger really arises the way you, the arises because the way you look at this individual, and he or she is intrinsically real. And similarly, and I'm getting angry, and I'm not happy with this person, this person's attitude and so on. And the very idea of I that you have at this moment is intrinsically real. This is how you perceive this I is something that really concrete existence. So now, when you're practicing the patient, you yourself, the practitioner, is not intrinsically real, and your actual practice of the patient in relation to the other person is not intrinsically real. So this is, you know, how you actually think. And
what makes what quality about them that makes me when perfection of it, like how perfect is the perfection of it?
The person's love was.
Yeah.
That this somebody person talks garden person's garden labres.
So,
actually, the perfection, the sixth perfection, the quality of the sixth perfection is actually possessed by only enlightened beings. This is what is. So, what we are trying to do is now, whatever the spiritual quality of sixth perfection that is possessed by the Buddhas. And we are kind of trying to adopt that kind of attitude, and make this perfect, you know, by looking at one's practice, starting from practice of generosity, in conjunction with looking at, in conjunction with understanding of, like, you know, devoid of intrinsically existent, and so on. And this is how it actually makes it perfect. In brief, so do you understand what you mean?
Yeah.
is that like perfection of perfection? It seems like it's a perfection of a perfection. If it's intrinsically non-existent, then it's
they both sort of cancel out each other in a way. What was the question? Can you repeat it?
His question made me think of, is it a perfection of perfection? When he was teaching that the wisdom perfects all perfections, would that be called perfection of perfection?
No. Part the chimpe part the chimpas love to Horan. Cargin laborious a deep and chimbanium lend the chimbanium lend, Jevin and chimbanium lend the anichic dandating on the day the Horan dinner at Coy of the Mena. The same round the Mindoko journey and the Russian penny Chimbabo, Chinze, Chiyu, and the good some law that go Ranjin Madrube number yet, teaching on the Galia. Jimbe jimbe parshin cha gorobasti. Jimbe parshin cha gorobasta.
Ni parshin diya sanji sa yawaji.
Jimbe parshin kora ya
sanji. Ta tina kin ki suzi vlog ya zon na zanin zin. Sanji ki ta jambat mantan dambu de sutin sutan dambu de ngandu. Tame pe gyoli ta jimun tugu marwa. Sichin tangji ilba raha che me bandabuji. Adu pa yukyongji.
It wouldn't call it a perfection of perfection, but it is a perfection of what we call the, in other words, the perfection of generosity, factors of the perfection of generosity, when you have understanding of, for instance, if you engage in the practice of generosity, the object that is being given to someone, and the receiver and oneself and so on are all in devoid of intrinsic existence and so on, and then this will really become a practice of perfection practice of generosity. So without this understanding, your practice of generosity will not become a perfection. It not become a parameter of perfection. Yeah, it's but it wouldn't call it a perfection of perfection.
Well, with the wisdom that you call the perfection of perfection,
in my mind,
but maybe I'm mistaken. Paul. The Quran, did it, then, Chick, Tiro, Tongbani, Tongbani love young girl, Dil and Chibudil Casole, Jimbe Pachin and Yamdalia, Jimbe Pachin Yamlendi, Inichik, Jimbe Chinze, Chimba, Chimbopo, Jinu Tamulo, Chik Ranji, Madu, number 10 on the court, depart to Jimbe Party Chimbaslam, Tixarva, Tongbani, Tongbani Slavia, the one.
You're not going to be able to do it.
So it's a little different because when we talk of emptiness is again why we say that is, if you're familiar with, there are, 16 types of emptiness, 18 types of 20 types of emptiness, and so on. The reason why this is because, again, sometime there might be a, possibility that individual, when we really think about emptiness as the ultimate existence, and emptiness, their individual might again cling onto emptiness, as emptiness itself is real. So all those objects, such as, phenomena, table, vase, and so on and so forth, pillars, vase, and so on and so forth, are devoid of emptiness, devoid of, intrinsically real. It's devoid of, concrete existence. And then, when you come to the emptiness, and there might be possibility that your mind might think that emptiness is something that's real there. You might have a grasp onto emptiness as the real existence or the true existence. And it is for this purpose, then the Buddha has taught emptiness itself is emptiness. So then
grasp to the emptiness being the antidote to something, then I can understand that. But if you give up that attachment to the idea that emptiness is an emptiness, then you have to go to a higher awareness in your meditation, because you will abandon. And that's where I think that's where emptiness would be better understood, at least in the practice of a subtler realization or experience of it. And yet it can't pinpoint it. So, well, thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you. So as we mentioned earlier that
actual perfection of six perfection is the exclusive quality of the Buddha. You know, we're trying to perfect our practice of generosity, perfect our practice of morality, concentration, and so on and so forth, to gain the state of enlightenment. And it's it, at the moment that you're able to perfect it, all your six perfections, your practice of generosity, morality, and so on and so forth, then you have gained the state of enlightenment. You will gain the state of enlightenment simultaneously. That's what it means. So right from now, we are trying to perfect our practice of morality, practice of generosity, and so on.
I have a question to follow up with that. If Buddha is the only one that possesses all those and comprehends all those and we can't, so how is it possible that we can say that, I am perfecting it without knowing that it is a perfection?
Jinpei Pachin lai di sangye yul ma de yomar bas.
Yomar yu.
Dime na ni ngan zui dandu ne ngaran zui sangye Pachin nyamling che zui slabdi gong liya. Sangye yul ma de me na sangye ma de shingi mar bas di. Ma shi na ni ngan zui ngol dandu ne Pachin lgan des nyamling che gres. Pachin.
Sangye Pachin ngan zui hiya ngan zui hini gyur ba. Pachin zang na sangye Pachin zui gata ganda yun dana yun dana yun zi. Na du ni li chan zui sen da.
This is why we are actually training our mind, right? And there's a way of perfecting, and then we have all the dharmas and, you know, teachings that we receive. This is how we perfect our mind. This is how we elevate our, abandon our negative thoughts and emotions. And all those instructions is there, right? You have never been to the place where you haven't been, in other words. And you will go there, but going there, you get instructions. That doesn't mean you know about that place. But you're still able to reach that place by following the instructions. Right? That's what he means. Okay. Thanks, Kenna. Okay.
So we should say the dedication prayers. Because the dedication on page 22, mandala offering on page 24, and then auspicious wishes on page 24. Nindagi jine sadevan.
天堂多光芒 Zambuji Chiro Tomo Aji.